The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It is World Diabetes Day, everybody, a day where we reflect a lot more on the disease and some of the lifestyle changes that could help reduce the risk of diabetes. What are these lifestyle changes that you can start to incorporate today after hearing this? Leading a low-sugar lifestyle can be challenging, especially in a foodie paradise like Singapore. The key message of Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong at last year's National Day Rally speech covered how we need to lead healthier lifestyles to prevent and to manage diabetes. It's especially important to remember on this day, World Diabetes Day, but a healthy diabetic diet shouldn't cause you misery. It should be fun as well. Local online marketplace FitLion has healthy, diabetic-friendly food options, from glucose management supplements to low-carb snacks. FitLion is Singapore's foremost fitness and health e-commerce platform. It hit the $10 million mark in 2016, and the company's won the Singapore SME 1000 Award. We're joined by Linda Lee. She's Marketing Director at FitLion. How are you, Linda?
Hi. Hi, Michelle. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, great to have you on board. FitLion also aims to give homegrown brands a platform for e-commerce, including independent and local startups like BioG Microtabs. Product specialist at BioG Microtabs, Alice Ong, joining us as well. How are you, Alice?
Hi, I'm fine. Nice to meet you.
So, nutrition is an area that you're interested in?
Oh yeah, she's very good at it.
Okay, that's terrific. So today, again, is World Diabetes Day. It's a disease in which blood glucose or blood sugar levels are just too high. Mm-hmm. And we know glucose comes from the foods that you eat. And that insulin is a hormone that we all use to help glucose get into our cells in order for our cells to receive energy. What are the biggest misconceptions about the disease? Not many people may know these facts. What are some common misconceptions around diabetes, do you think?
The diabetes people will think that the fruits, all the fruits are suitable to eat, consume, but few factors might affect it, such as the ripeness of the fruit, the sugar content of the fruits, and also the amount of intake. The more ripeness the fruit is, the higher sugar level it content. So try to control the amount, such as durian, the favorite fruit among Singaporeans. Yeah,
durian sugar has content. High sugar?
It's very high in sugar. So try to control the amount of intake.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, okay, you need to look at ripeness and then, of course, you need to control yourselves. Don't be a glut. Right? So with type 1 diabetes, your body doesn't make insulin. The common type 2 diabetes, your body does not make or use insulin well. But can we talk a little bit about pre-diabetes? What is that?
Pre-diabetes basically is your sugar level is higher than normal, but not high enough to be diagnosed as diabetes. It can be prevented or managed through the healthy lifestyle, exercise, and diet.
Great. That's exactly what we're looking at today, yes. Right? What you can do, what is in your power to do to control, I suppose, the glucose levels and the glucose that you intake. So the glycemic index, that's a number associated with carbohydrates in a particular type of food. And this indicates the effects of carbs on a person's blood glucose level. So how exactly is diabetes related to the glycemic index?
A glycemic index is a number that indicates how fast your body absorbs and converts the food into the sugar. So lower the number of the glycemic index means that less impact of the foods towards your blood sugar level.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Such as the low glycemic index foods such as brown rice, non-starchy vegetables, fruits, and also the nuts.
And where's durian on this list? The GI list. Quite high up there.
Durian considered high glycemic index, yeah.
Oh dear, we can't rescue the durian. So what are some dietary restrictions that people with diabetes usually use to regulate their nutrition?
The main part will be the carbohydrate intake. So in order to have a better control of your blood sugar, you have to choose the better quality of a carbohydrate. Try to avoid those processed carbohydrates such as the cakes, donuts, cookies, ice cream, something like that.
All my favorite things. Cookies, ice cream. Oh no, the list grows. But you say there are better quality carbs.
Yeah.
What are those?
Such as the wholemeal, whole grains, oat, wheat, something high in fiber.
The unfun ones. Okay, so can you help us understand the relationship between sugar or glucose and our bodies? Why do we need to understand how sugar impacts our bodies? What is that impact?
Normally, we need the sugar in our body to produce the energy. So too much of the sugar will like max your pancreas, which is the main organ to produce the insulin, exhausted. It might lead to insulin resistance or it cannot function properly. So we need the energy from the carbohydrate, but we need to look at what type of carbohydrates we need, such as just now, as I mentioned, the refined, the very processed carbohydrate is not a good source of sugar because it will cause sudden spike in your blood sugar.
And what does that do? It leaves you feeling depleted after when you crash?
Because if the spike in sugar, your body has to create a lot of insulin. So by long term, it will exhaust your pancreas to produce a lot of insulin.
Right. So think about those tired pancreases of yours. Give your pancreas a bit of a break. So just how can we incorporate low sugar and low carb options in our diet?
Example, the rice is the staple diet.
It is.
Among Asian. So try to switch to brown rice, the long rice, which is high in fiber. The white bread in switch to whole grain bread. And the vegetables, try to consume at least 5 servings of different types of the fruits and vegetables.
Okay, what if I really like cake?
Try to reduce the amount of intake. Once in a while, I think should be okay because it's quite common.
Okay, you have some oat cakes there?
Yes.
That I can get if I like cake?
Yes.
What's oat cake? Oat that cakes. I can buy from Fit Lion, right?
That's right. Okay. Oat cakes is actually one of our brands that we carry. Uh-huh. It is wheat-free, it is dairy-free, and no added sugar. So we recommend this for a diabetic friendly product.
Fantastic.
Yes. And it tastes
cakes.
Great.
Does it look it anything like cake? And
it's
oat.
Yeah. No, oats are good for you.
They are good for you. Is it tasty?
Yes, it is. I've tried this. It has a nice smokiness in it.
Oh yeah, I hear it has paprika.
That's right. Yeah, but it's not smoking hot. It's just nice.
Yum. Yeah. Rustic red oat cake. Mm-hmm. Pairing, and it goes well with cheese, it goes well with garlic, goes well with hummus, and this is okay.
And it goes well with peanut butter too.
Peanut butter. Yes, so peanut butter usually has sugar in it, right? Lots of sugar.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
But what we have here is the Fix and Fork one, and it's no added sugar again. But nuts are also good for you. Alice will tell you that.
This is a diabetic-friendly option, Alice?
Yes. Yes. Because it's the organic and low in sugar and sodium as well. Because if you consume the high sodium diet, you are high risk for hypertension and also one of the risk factors for diabetes.
Alice, I need an Alice in my life. I think I might have to take you home after this so that you can manage my pantry. We are speaking with Linda Lee, Marketing Director at Fit Lion and Product Specialist at BioG Microtabs. Alice Ong, Alice's, her domain of expertise is nutrition as well. Great to have you here with us on World Diabetes Day. And we know that leading a low sugar lifestyle can be difficult in a food paradise like Singapore, but there are diabetes-friendly friendly options out there. In fact, available at the click of your mouse. We're talking with the people from FitLion. They have healthy, diabetic-friendly food options and glucose management supplements, even low-carb snacks. Linda Lee is Marketing Director at FitLion and a product specialist at BioG Microtabs. We're going to find out what those are in a while. Alice Ong joins us now. Okay, so you were walking me through how I can incorporate some of these options in my life. So we went through the oat cakes that taste like smoked paprika, yummy. And then there's the peanut butter that contains absolutely no sugar in it, and real peanuts, because peanuts are low GI. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, so what else? What else have you brought,
ladies?
We also
have the ProDiLife diabetic bars, because usually for diabetic bars, they are high in protein, which is also good for diabetic-friendly product.
Why is that?
You can consume more protein to replace the carbohydrate.
Yeah.
For the energy.
Yes. For the energy, yes.
For the energy.
And also the fullness.
So you don't get hungry. Because that's why we reach for the chips in the first place. We're hungry.
Always.
Okay, so, you know, earlier we were talking about the link between sugar and energy. So the thing with sugar in our diets is it's very easy to eat too much and then you don't need all that energy. So if you're exercising, how much exercise is encouraged per week if I wanted to really do my best to keep my sugar levels low?
We will encourage like 150 minutes per week with the moderate exercise. The moderate exercise including swimming, cycling, brisk walk, something like that.
That's nice. The pleasant ones, not the HIIT. The nice, comfortable ones. Okay. So we've walked through, ladies, some of your sort of alternatives to high-sugared processed foods. What about these BioG microtabs, Alice, that your product specialist at? What are they?
The glucose management is mainly consists of ingredients such as green coffee extract, chromium, and apple extract. These three ingredients are good in managed blood sugar level. But in case if you have any medical condition, we will advise you to consult your doctor first.
Okay, so is this meant for diabetics or is this meant for people who want to eat cake and not feel guilty?
It will be more suitable for those who want to eat more cakes, yeah, but also thinking to manage the good sugar level.
Oh, okay. And how does it work again?
It actually helps to increase the insulin sensitivity to bring the sugar level down.
Because of the ingredients?
Yes, the function of the ingredients.
Okay. Terrific. So FitLion celebrates its 11th anniversary this year. I'm keen to hear, Linda, how the company has grown since its inception. I understand you hit the $10 million mark back in 2016. Congrats.
Yes, thank you. But this year is also very exciting for us because we have expanded to include a diverse range of products. So we are not just sports nutrition, as we are known for previously for the 10 years, but we also would like to expand it to include other things like what I've shown you here. We have our organic and natural foods. We have include things for kids and moms as well. We also include products for indoor sports, outdoor sports. So basically, it's for everybody.
That's terrific.
Yeah, so from the young to the old, we have products for everybody.
Hey, I want to ask you, did you incorporate these products that you've just brought into the studio for me today? Because you've been meeting this wave of demand of people saying, we want low sugar. Are you seeing an increase in that awareness and demand?
Yes, most definitely. Including organic and natural food. People are more savvy, so they think that they want to lead a healthier life. They want to know what goes in the food that they eat. So they are reading labels, they are reading your nutrition information, your content, and also so they know what they want already, actually. So with and then having gone into FitLion on our fitlion.com, they are able to choose all these products that we offer
with the click of a mouse.
Yes,
right? Your e-commerce only.
Yes, but
for now.
For now, there are always plans.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah. So, you know, I want to touch on that point of reading labels, because a lot of the sugar can be smuggled in and you don't realize it until you read the label. Mm-hmm. And some people might see sucrose and think, oh, that's fine, because that's natural.
Sucrose is also a sugar. It also will becomes the energy in our body. It will also increase the sugar level in our body as well.
Right, so it's not fine if you're on a low sugar diet and you see sucrose.
You also need to take that into the consideration.
Yes, and there's all sorts of different names for sugar, right, on labels? Yeah. What are some of them that we should be aware of?
Fructose, sucrose, and also mainly the carbohydrate, because the carbohydrate will digested and break down into the sugar in our body.
Right. Is any one better than the other? Say if I see more sucrose, it's not as bad as fructose, just not as bad as sugar.
In the end, it will break down into the sugar.
In the end, no cake for you, Michelle. Okay, well, ladies, such a joy. Thank you so much for coming by and sharing how we can quite easily incorporate some low sugar choices in our lives.
Yes. Appreciate it. It has been our pleasure.
Linda Lee there. Thank She's you. Marketing Director at FitLion and Product Specialist at BioG Microtabs, Alice Ong. Thanks, ladies.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.